Hunter McAtee placed first at 113. I thought he had an outstanding day, and he won all three of his matches by pin. I really think Hunter's on a mission to show everybody who the best kid in the state is at 113 pounds. Bryce Gibbler, he also won the title at 132 pounds. And, you know, we talk about kids peaking at the right time, and I thought Bryce is a prime example of that. He's wrestling really smart. He's not giving up any points, and I know he's looking forward to going down and getting a state medal as well. At 152, Coleman Griffin placed third, and he lost a really tough, close quarterfinals match, and he had to fight his way through the backside to earn a spot on that state bracket. But Coleman, he's in a really good spot to pick up a state medal, I think, in the next couple of weeks. So I was really proud of him. At 182, Sam Gibson, he also placed third, and he's earned a trip to the state tournament for the first time, and I was just extremely happy for Sam. He fought through a really hard 182 bracket. His last match was probably the closest match. It came down to the ultimate tiebreaker, and he got an escape with 7 seconds left on the clock. So I really think since he made it through such a tough bracket, he's got even a better shot at the state tournament of placing top six. So I'm looking forward to that for Sam. At 220 pounds, Caleb Johnson placed second, and Caleb had a pretty good day overall to qualify in a tough 220-pound weight class. This will be his second trip to the state, and though he wants to bring home another state medal as well. So just really happy overall with the day. Of course, you know, we had to say goodbye to Gavin Chambers and Caden Owen and Nate Berkebile, and we're looking forward to having all three of those kids back next year, too.